It's the Madman Film Review on 95BFM.
All right, it is the Madman Film Review. Oh, squeaky. And yeah, we got a little bit of Glenn Miller bed, which is great. A little organic bed going on. And as promised, we have the wonderful newly 21, newly graduated Ben Zambo. Happy birthday,
yeah,
Ben.
Yeah, big week.
Big week for you, yeah. Kicking a lot of life goals this week.
Yeah. Now I got to go into the world, a new man.
Yeah.
And looking for inspiring films, I guess. And what a film to watch this week.
So you were inspired by this week's Madman DVD route?
I was. I was very much so. A great story of a struggling artist. The film is Kusama Infinity, which if you were at the film festival this year, you could have seen. But now it is coming out for everyone to watch. And it is a definite recommend.
What's it about? What's it got?
Well, I don't know if you went to the Obliteration Room at the art gallery, which was very popular. Lots of people went to it. The white room that was covered with sticker dots.
I feel like I went because of how many Instagrams I saw.
That was,
it was like being there.
And that's an important part of this artist's kind of work, is that her work is often very shareable, I guess, because it's so conceptual and public, and it is often a statement. And this was, I was very impressed by the scale of it, that the room covered with dots that everyone would stick up on. So Yayoi Kusama is the artist behind the Obliteration Room, and she has been working since the mid-50s. She was born in the 1920s, so she's around 90 now, but she's still working. And her life of creating art, conceptual pop art, avant-garde, you know.
I mean, if she's been working for that long, she must have seen it all. Like, she must have seen all of the movements through different periods of popular abstract art.
So she started in the 40s and 50s doing watercolors in Japan. She risked it all, literally burning her works, and moved to New York to try and break into the scene there. So you've got a kind of tour of the art scene of the 50s and 60s New York, which is great if you're into art. I mean, you'll see a lot of names, you'll hear a lot of faces. That should be around the other way, right?
It's all right. I wasn't going to call you up on it, but you did it yourself. So. Hear a lot of faces, see a lot of names.
Yeah, exactly.
It still works.
She has to struggle a lot. And you can imagine, as a single Japanese artist, painter, mid-50s in a country she barely knows, she comes up against a lot of struggles, you know. Mm-hmm. And the story is incredible and very compelling. I won't go too much into the events, but as you can imagine, her work was not quite recognized in the moment, but is now gone through a resurgence, and currently she's one of the top selling living female artist
really?
In the world.
Wow.
Her work is seen by millions because of the social media factor, as you've noted. And I mean, I would say she's like a literal art genius. Just looking at this movie and how from the very beginning her art was so unique in her style of she's always coming back to these motifs of dots and infinite scales. And she's explored it through so many different forms, experimenting, being on the forefront. And now she's been recognized for it.
There's an interest. You're saying that she's the top-selling artist. There's an interesting, I guess, not a contradiction, but in that she's a conceptual artist. So the things that she sells, she, in terms of sales or whatever, she's not actually selling a product per se, but it's an experience. Would you say, is that too cliche to say?
Wow. No, I wouldn't say so. It's one of the ideas that she explores is, you know, alongside other pop artists like Andy Warhol, who looked at the commercialization of art, looking at art as not something high above us, but, you know, pop art, you know, that can be commercial and sold for a product. There's a great line in the movie. She's like, why can't I sell my art like hot dogs and ice pops and stuff? You know, she's, and that's one of the statements she does. She sells like little pieces of her artwork for $2 on the lawn until she's told to stop, and she's like, no, right. Why? What's wrong with it?
Mm.
You know, it's all very interesting. If you're into art, I would definitely recommend this movie. But if you're just looking for an inspiring story of like a young, single Japanese, you know, so she's experiencing gender and racism, and she struggles through it, and she comes out essentially on top.
Spoiler.
Yeah. So, I would definitely recommend.
So, Ben, now that you have finished your scholastic career thus far, not saying that you're not going to go on to higher honours, I'm sure that you're capable of doing that, but are you going to burn all of your previous work?
It's start all afresh. Up on YouTube. I can't burn it if I want. Once it's up on the internet, it's there forever.
What a dilemma.
Don't look it up.
Look up. Is it under your name? Ben Zambo YouTube.
Well, actually,
it's not under my name.
Ah.
So, good luck.
You'll find it. If you're keen enough, you'll find Ben's filmic work.
It's kind of a shame you can't burn your history anymore.
Yeah, I guess.
You can't start afresh. You can't reinvent yourself. You can reinvent yourself. All you have to do is change your name on Facebook, and then people will start thinking that's your name, as long as it's plausible.
True.
You could be Stefano Zambo if you wanted to, Ben.
Why would I?
Yeah,
what's wrong
just
with
saying,
Ben?
There's nothing wrong with Ben. Nothing at all. Fabulous fella. And he's 21 yesterday. Happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday,
oh,
Ben.
You.
Great stuff.
We've actually got a double pass to go see this film in the cinemas. And it's coming out on November the 15th, so not for a little while. Another 2 weeks away, which is strange that we're giving it away now. But hey, you can plan
just
it.
Just building hype.
Yeah, we're building hype for the release, exactly. But we have a double pass to give away to one lucky B card holder, one Simplicity B card holder. All you have to do is, well, what do you think, guys? What do you think? I always hate
Ben,
this.
Something art related?
Art related.
You watched the documentary.
All right, who's New Zealand's most famous pop artist?
Ooh.
First texter.
No, not first.
Okay, third texter.
One we agree with the most.
Oh. If you make a convincing argument, has to be three paragraphs.
Yeah,
long.
Convincing argument via text, so it has to be concise. Concise, convincing, include your name and your B card number, and text us to 5395, and you could be the lucky winner of this double pass.
We really want it to be an art fan, right? We want someone who's really going to just really squeeze the most out of it.
Yeah.
Not to say that if you can come to it, anyone can watch it, right, Ben?
Yeah, no, I'm not a big art buff. I don't know that much about the world, just what's visible, and so this movie opened my eyes in many ways.
Did you go to the obliteration room?
I did, and I took some photos, but I didn't post them because I was like,
it's played out.
You don't want to be another one of those?
Yeah, I don't want to be so basic on Instagram.
Instead, you just took it and showed
my
it to
my followers
everybody.
Look for a higher form of
I look for comedy.
Content.
Follow comedy. Ben Zambo on Instagram.
Oh,
higher level content.
It's really just great jokes.
It's just office memes.
Massive meme content. If you're into memes, Ben Zambo on Instagram.
And I mean,
Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
And I mean, who's not into memes, am I right?
Yeah.
Let's I'm going to go off air before I
let's wrap this up.
Embarrass myself.
That was your Madman film review on 95BFM.
Another wonderful